B-Pod Studios.
Hi, this is Don LaFontaine, and you're listening to Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
This was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to, just wanna try you on. I'm curious for you, caught my attention. I kissed a girl and I liked it, the taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it, hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right, don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it, I liked it. No, I don't even know your name, it doesn't matter, you're my experimental game. Just human nature, it's not what good girls do, not how they should behave. My head gets so confused, hard to obey. I kissed a girl and I liked it, the taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it, hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right, don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it, I liked it. Us girls, we are so magical, soft skin, red lips, so kissable, hard to resist, so touchable, too good to deny it. Ain't no big deal, it's innocent. I kissed a girl and I liked it, the taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it, hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right, don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it, I liked it.
Ahoy, K-Rock.
Yeah, that's Stan, please.
This is Stan.
Hey, Stan, how are you, my friend?
You're one guy I don't want to talk to. I already talked to you this morning.
Well, you...
It's Ray from the dealership.
You know, we all, from time to time, let our emotions get the best of
Ray,
us. I didn't feel good about the way you walked off the lot.
Yeah, I lost out on $31,000
of
credit. What?
And we need a detail on this demo.
That's how you call your detailers? You just
get
blow the horn?
Get over there and call. Son of a bitch doesn't speak English. I'm sorry about that, sir.
He doesn't speak English, but he knows a car horn when he hears it.
Ray.
Well, they like Pavlov's dog. come running. Now,
Ray,
listen here.
Why are you calling me, Ray? We can't make the deal.
Well, sir, you didn't give me a chance to finish that deal because you're all hung up on bank financing.
You're going to go and put me upside down. You got a payment that I can't take. I'd like a lesser payment, not a bigger payment.
Let me tell you something. All right?
All right. What, Ray?
Mentally healthy, you need to cultivate an attitude of gratitude.
What?
Because I have... It is hotter than hell in here. I'm just going to get back to the demo.
You crank that air down?
There we go. Now, looky here.
What,
you
Ray?
Need to cultivate an attitude of gratitude because I spent the better part of the day, sir, on your behalf.
Can you get me
with,
to...
I've been speaking with Terry Taylor and Ameridet.
You put me in debt.
I got you financed.
I was financed.
It's through a reputable company. I pulled some strings and called in some favors. My good friend Terry Taylor, he does a lot of business with me.
Uh-huh.
But you are so far upside down on that piece of
Hey, we're out. First of all, you called me while I'm working, so we're on the air, Ray.
Well, I'm. You know what? Ray, I'm working too, sir.
Ray, can you get me the $2.99 gas? Can you do that?
I can't get you the $2.99.
No, you can't.
Gas, but I did get you financed through Terry Taylor and Ameridet.
I was already financed, Ray, and you told me my car payment was going to be more than I'm paying now, and you couldn't get me the gas.
Well, I think we... What number were you looking at? What, you won't pay a month?
I wanted to pay about $50 less a month than I'm paying now. I was looking for somewhere in the, upper threes, lower fours.
Well, I got
and you couldn't do it.
You
couldn't do it.
I got good news for you.
What's the good news?
I get you into a Ranger.
I don't want a Ranger.
Okay.
Is it a new Ranger?
I misunderstood you.
Is it a new Ranger?
I can get you into an Esplanade.
A what?
Which is a beautiful vehicle with excellent towing capacity. The torque on that son of a bitch would make your head spin.
I'm looking for gas conservation.
Do you enjoy boating?
I love boating.
Well, I'll tell you what. You couldn't go wrong as far as...
I don't own a boat.
Southwest Florida has so many wonderful opportunities.
Yeah, I know they do. Yeah, but I don't own a boat.
You are missing out. And,
Ray?
I can help you.
No, you can't.
Not only to get you into this Esplanade, but I can also, I've got a friend in the boat business.
We might
be able to put together a package for you.
I don't want a boat. No, Ray, what did I tell you?
First of all, what you need is this Esplanade.
No, I don't.
Towing capacity on this. You got plenty of leg room.
I don't care.
You got plenty of cargo room.
Yeah, I don't need a big engined car.
Let me tell you something.
I need economy. I'm looking for something that gets about 30.
It's an American work of art.
I'm sure it is, but it gets about 8 miles a gallon. I need
all the bells and whistles. This sumbitch is so big, you can go out and buy yourself a whole new living room of furniture, and you'd be able to haul it home yourself.
But that's not what I want, Ray. The whole reason of trading in my car was to get rid of the gas guzzler, get something economical at a price that is less than what
I... You wanted to step up.
And you told me I could get the gas. The gas deal. You can't get me the gas deal.
I got you the Esplanade.
I don't want the
and
Esplanade.
Terry Taylor at Ameridet.
Do you know?
How's this sound to you?
$6.99. That's about $250 more than I'm paying
now.
You
told me you were looking for something in the lower five, which is pie in the sky.
That is not what I said. I'm looking for something in the upper threes, lower fours.
Well, we've got our wires crossed there.
Yeah, we did. And don't put any deal
on... I've spent my entire day on the phone calling in favors. I thought it would be good news. You'd be doing cartwheels.
Did I not come in...
With that Esplanade, which is tricked out.
I came in with a $31,000 check, and you said you couldn't help me.
We got this thing in on a...
On good credit.
From a sheriff's auction.
I don't want anything from a sheriff's auction.
It's an 05, but it's been sitting over at the sheriff's lot for the past year because we have that.
Right. Undercover?
No, sir. I believe this was involved in a capital crime.
I can't. No. Ray, I was with you for 2 hours this morning before coming into work.
$6.99 for the most beautiful vehicle.
$6.99 a month for an 05 from a sheriff's auction? Is that what you're telling me?
This has been sitting there at the sheriff's yard as evidence for quite some time.
Look.
It has a TV screen.
I don't care.
You could play a video game in this thing.
So
it's got
what?
A video game console
So what?
In it.
What kind of mileage?
about 75.
75,000 miles. My car's got a whole...
And that's 75 easy miles.
Highway?
Yeah, 75 easy highway miles.
Well, it was a transport vehicle, see?
Can I explain something again to you, Ray, as you're eating
up? Let me explain something to you, sir.
What? I'm not buying a car from you.
Do not blame Ray at the dealership for your irresponsibility.
My irresponsibility? I was financed and set to go and make a deal.
Rather than focusing on everything you done wrong, and I don't know who sold you that vehicle, who would put you in as far upside down as you are. I've never seen a thing like it.
Ray.
I don't know why you're blaming me or... Terry Taylor over there at Ameridet. He's willing to finance you.
Yeah, what's the rate? What's the finance rate?
Well, I don't know. You told me a number that you wanted to pay us, sir.
Those,
and I got that done for you.
Those.
I think it's based on 10 to 12 year financing. I'm not
10
sure.
10 to 12 year financing.
For $6.99 a month?
At what percentage rate? What are we talking, 30%?
I don't
30%?
Have the numbers in front of me.
I'm
telling you, it's a quality automobile, and I'm just doing what you asked me to do.
No, you're not, Ray. I had single-digit financing.
Or you can have the Ranger for $399.
I don't want... What year's the Ranger?
I think it's an 02.
'02. Ray, I had been financed single-digit financing for 30 from a very reputable bank for $31,000.
Well, it would have been better if you'd gone through the dealership, like I told you.
And why? So you could take more from me? And
it's easier for me to deal with.
And I asked you...
Now you got me going to a third party.
I don't want to... It's done. It's over with, Ray.
Okay. Well, then when can you come down and sign?
No, I'm not signing.
It's done. No, I got it done.
Not that done deal. There is no deal. I shouldn't have gone here in the first place.
Are you getting upset at me? And the automobile industry.
Is there any rebates on the stuff? Any rebates? Do I get a rebate check?
If that would make you feel better, I'll put that in.
What do you mean if it make is the manufacturer's offering a rebate?
Well, your price will remain the same, but I can put in the paperwork that you got a rebate.
That's a dealer,
the old lady or something.
That's a dealer retained rebate.
How is your wife, by the way?
I'm divorced, Ray. You know that. Remember when you sold her that car?
Well, then, I'll tell you what. This sure is a lady magnet. This Explanade.
I don't want the... What kind of miles per gallon does the Explanade get?
Well, I don't... I wouldn't have any way of knowing that.
Yes, you do. You have to go and post that kind of stuff.
Why are you so worried about this gas business? You ought to be mad at Ahab the Arab, not Ray.
I'm not... Look, Ray... I came to you with a good automobile.
You ever hear that song? That's a music song.
A good automobile.
Ray Stevens did that song, Ahab the Arab, King of the Burning Sand. That's why the gas price so damn high. The Sheik of the Burning
Sand.
Yeah. You hear that?
No.
That's who you're mad at.
I was financed, had my payment set. You promised me the gas guarantee. Plenty. Oh, for the love of Christ.
Somebody must get this goddamn detail done. I'm the hands are going to roll.
Sit. Goodbye, Ray. Don't call me anymore. I'm done doing business. I'm done doing business with you. Don't ever call me again, Ray.
You want me to have it delivered to you?
No, I want you to stay away from me.
You know, I got your signature here all over the place. I can sign for you.
Nope. Bye, Ray.
I can have Manuel bring the vehicle up to you. We'll go ahead and do that.
No,
then.
No, thank you. Bye,
it's
Ray.
It's a pleasure doing business with you.
I don't want to do business with you.
Detail this son of a bitch.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that has ever been. So damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon.
Vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Keep an eye on me. I am one step from the hiccups.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't think it's going to happen, but you know how you can tell where it's like right on the edge?
You can. Now, I want to talk about that right off the bat. When Haney says that he's real close to the hiccups, when Haney gets the hiccups...
It doesn't happen often.
No, maybe once every 4 years, he'll get the hiccups. Now, to Haney, and rightfully so, it drives him nuts. But he usually, when he would
and
get...
And it makes it worse.
Yeah.
Because I get mad.
And when he gets the hiccups, see, he... It usually happens during the news, when it happens at all. And Haney gets mad because he wants to do the news, but those are some of the funniest newscasts.
In your opinion.
Now, you're in the middle of doing a story. Who's staring at us? Who's staring? Hi. Good.
Howdy, folks.
Hi. How
Good
are
to
you?
See ya.
Yep.
Thanks for coming by.
Yep. Who is that?
I don't know. What I've trained myself to do is what I call the Letterman greeting.
Hold it. Morgan! Get Morgan to come in here.
Morgan, please.
Morgan. Yeah. Who's out there? Who's what the...
Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, here, I'll plug you in.
I don't think I'm on. Okay.
Plug it in. No, right, Junior?
Now, if we get in trouble by saying any... Just in general terms, what was that?
They were a winner that came in to pick up tickets, and they wanted a tour of the radio station, so... Oh.
And you were giving them a tour?
Adam was helping me, but I was the caboose of the parade.
You see...
That's good. Adam's your assistant, right?
No! I'm like... Way at the bottom of the totem pole compared
Wait
to
Wait a second.
Adam.
What does your shirt say today?
Cats, naps, and snacks.
So you like naps?
I just took one on my lunch break, actually.
Oh, God,
it was one of those
you.
Naps where, like, I set an alarm. My alarm didn't wake up and wake me up. And I like woke up thinking I slept through the entire afternoon, and unfortunately, I didn't.
Can you answer a question for me?
Okay.
Because my girlfriend will do this, and I don't know how. She'll go on her lunch break and take a nap in her car.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
I can't do that.
No, I don't know how that can be done.
You know, I developed a habit from when I used to come to work hungover, and I would have to make up on sleep. At some point in the day, so I
would take a nap in the car.
I just would take a nap in the car, and now I just like can do it at the snap of my fingers. You know,
what do you lay down in the back seat?
No.
Are you behind the wheel?
I just recline. I find like a tree to park under. I like put a blanket over my eyes and recline the seat as far back as I can. And I have a blanket in my office that I take with me.
Do you actually fall asleep?
Yeah.
How do you know when to wake up? That's my problem.
I set an alarm, and like today,
like
I
on
slept.
Your phone?
Yeah, I slept through the alarm, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just slept through the rest of the day of the work, and then I'm like, oh no, I've only been asleep for 30 minutes. Darn it!
Do you ever worry about somebody coming and tapping on your window?
No, I mean,
what do you find yourself an area where there's a nice shade tree?
Okay, I am not going to disclose my napping location.
But in a secluded area?
There's just like very shaded parking lots near.
Right.
Here.
All right.
I will never do it in the parking lot of the office because you two would come knock on my window. Hey, you having a nice nap?
Why does she think we would do it?
We wouldn't
of all
do that. I'll tell you who would do it. Dave.
Yeah. Well,
you know me. I spend my time half asleep in my car.
I almost ran over Dave yesterday, so he's out to get me.
Can I tell you this?
He loved that because it was attention from
yes.
a female.
Oh
she
God.
Is the only one in the building, and I heard her saying this where I wasn't
I'll
around.
Say it again.
You like him.
I do. He's a very nice person. I don't like him like I want to date him, but I think he is the most polite, pleasant person to talk
so
to.
So you prefer his company to, say, Junior's?
That's not fair. Junior's sitting right there.
Say it. Go ahead, say it. It's fine.
Dave is just left... He's different.
Well, he's got a lot of charisma.
He does. He's got a little bit extra pep in his step.
Whereas you wouldn't say Junior's dragging ass, but Dave's just exceptional.
He's a polite man.
What do you mean by polite?
I don't know. He's always like, hey, Morgan, how are you today? And will like come and talk to my office for like just a chit chat rather than like, hey, Morgan, I need this. I need you to do this. Yeah.
So if Junior went and maybe asked how you're doing and how was your weekend,
small talk.
Small talk, stop and chat, that's better.
I want you to follow up with the last time I was here. Junior and I were at the Ballpark Festival of Beers.
Yeah. How come I didn't see you there?
I heard you were there, and yeah. I ran the opposite direction.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, you could have Googled that.
Yeah, I could have. Yeah.
And, well, we had a pleasant conversation, and we're friends now.
That's wonderful. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that
either. I did notice that he's, you know, dropped a little on the sarcasm, because after that last appearance by you, everything he would tell, well, why don't you just Google it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
very passive-aggressive.
I guess I gotta Google it.
Nothing wrong with Google, you know?
No.
Well, actually, there is.
I mean, whatever.
Well, but you know, the stump they're pulling in China.
I talked to Junior about, like, dating advice. And,
what?
And, you know, I mean, also, it's what, a few drinks
a few,
deep.
A few
so
pops in you?
I just open up like a book, you know?
You're just a social butterfly.
Totally.
I just.
By the way, how did I do with the people going on the tour? Because that's what I call.
That's what I wanted to know about.
That's what I call the Letterman greeting.
Oh, they were so excited.
See, but
so excited.
See,
hi, folks. How are you? Thanks for stopping
right
by.
There, they look in like we're farm animals.
Yeah. Like you're abstract to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the prize they won on K-Rock?
I think it was.
Okay, then I'm fine.
Yes, I think it was.
Everything's good.
They seemed happy.
Make sure you get them a Stan and Haney t-shirt.
I will. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Morgan. And I'm so glad you two are back on speaking terms, you son of a gun.
Yep. Cats, naps, and snacks.
She likes Dave. You know why? It's not yet. He's
well. It's because he's an artist.
Yep, a BS artist.
He's got pep in his step.
Yeah, and
that's
he's
what
got
she said.
Pep in his step. She likes him because he's so polite. Well, that's the kind of thing when the girl
right
had to bring the boyfriend home to the parents. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll treat your daughter right. Yes, sir. Where
he's very good at that.
That's the kind you watch out for.
You're talking about the Eddie Haskell?
Yes.
Yeah.
What a unbelievable.
Man, I have been battling wildlife.
I want to hear. Haney came in today. We got to take the break. I want to. 3 o'clock, I want to talk about it. He comes in today. Now, he's lived in places where there is wildlife around. He likes to be off the beaten path. And he's.
But I don't live in a place like that
not
now,
anymore.
So I'm not expecting it. I've lived in a place
where the wildlife came right up to you.
Where. You know, there are big cats walking through my backyard.
Yeah.
There's everything.
Yeah.
And I don't live there anymore.
So he comes in today, a little rattled. He goes, oh, if I got one for you. I said, what? He goes, animals. And I'm like, ooh.
Wildlife. and the worst when you're dealing with wildlife is when you're going, wait a second, what is that?
Oh, no. Okay, we'll learn more about that in just a little while.
It looks like a blank, but it might not be.
I don't want to. Oh.
Should I hit it?
Really? Oh, we'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest novelties, a fabulous boy prodigy.
The most amazing of all the chimp acts that have ever come to show business.
He said, as you recall, everybody remembers this one. Here's an act that'll scare the life out of you. From China.
He's been in India. He's been all over the world.
Just back from Las Vegas. The Italian Casanova.
A Texas friend of mine. My handsome Italian paisano. Today's greatest living American.
Here's the man I invited to Christmas dinner.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you very much for joining us. We've got the audio grab bag coming up here in just a second. About an hour away, the lovely Karen will be joining us as we play another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? Of course, 4 o'clock, going to have another safe word for you to hit the G-spot. Maybe pick yourself up $1,000. Who's to say? Everybody that enters is in the running for the grand prize, 10,000. All you got to do is play the game. We had a winner yesterday with Zito, $1,000 winner. So that's all coming up on the show. And then we're going to find out about Haney's animal encounter. And you know, I want to bring this up right now because it's pretty amazing, and we're going to talk about how cold it is in the Midwest.
And it's cold here. I think that may have had something to do with my adventure.
I had Junior on the phone today, and it's in the works. Hopefully, we can have the person on tomorrow. But I'll tell you why I did this, and maybe somebody listening knows. I had him on the phone to the Wilson Football Company, the makers of the Super Bowl footballs that are going to be played.
The official ones
that they make for the game, and the Wilson
and
people.
Those are like, it's like high security stuff. They're all cataloged and numbered.
Now this is
don't
where,
they use like a different one for every play?
This is where I'm leading to, and they I think there's a certain number that balls that have to be played. I don't think it's a one for every play.
But we'll
because
find,
they're
we'll
so
find
valuable.
Out. But the thing is, I had them call the Wilson people. Now, they, in the past, because years ago we had the Wilson people on, mm-hmm. they're more than willing to talk about the footballs. He's talking to the person that, you know, answers the phone, the switchboard.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Person saying
the gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper. They can't put him through to the Wilson manufacturing plant because it is so cold, they've closed the plant down and told everybody to stay home.
It is, you know, I have not been enjoying this cold snap, but it's all relative.
Yeah.
I was looking at the stories coming out of the Midwest, Chicago in particular. In Chicago, it is substantially colder
yeah.
than it is at our observation base in Antarctica.
Because of the vortex.
And it is warmer in Alaska.
Yep.
They say that Chicago could end up being at negative 19 today, where McMurdo Base in Antarctica, which is nothing but snow and ice, is in the 20s.
Now, that so I had them call.
And did you see what else they're doing?
What?
The trains can't even run, and they had to set the tracks on fire.
Now, I had them call up there because, well, obviously, I'd like to talk to the Wilson people, but I want to talk to them for a reason. I came across something that I bought on the internet. And do you know how we found out? Zippo lighters. If you have a Zippo lighter,
mm-hmm.
on the bottom of a Zippo is a code. And that will tell you when the Zippo lighter was made.
And
that,
anything goes wrong with it, you send it to them, they'll repair it.
Repair it. But if it, you're not supposed to know by looking at it what when it was made. But the code on there tells you when it was made. And when we send a Zippo lighter up there, they'll give you the book that has all the codes. I was on line and bought off the internet. It came yesterday. A Pete Rozelle NFL football. And Wilson does the same thing that Zippo does with their lighters. Underneath the logo, they have two letters. I think mine in this case is a K and an N underneath this Pete Rozelle football. And that is the code of when the football was made.
What, just the year?
I think the year and the month, maybe. I don't know how it works. I don't know the code. They do at Wilson. But this NFL football has white stripes, and it's a Pete Rozelle ball. There was only one Super Bowl, one season, where the NFL experimented, other than going way, way back, but in modern-day football, only one season where the NFL actually put white stripes on their footballs, and that was the 1974 Super Bowl between the Vikings and the Dolphins. That was the only year that they used an NFL game ball in modern times with the white stripes on them. Because it used to be for night and all that. Mm-hmm. Daytime game in those days. White stripes. And I'm like, do I have like an authentic 74 NFL football from that year? Or did somebody put the stripes on them? Can find out where I tell the Wilson people, hey, this has a K and an N on it. When was this ball made? Or maybe somebody already knows the codes. But he's working to get the, I think they transferred him to Ohio.
So you have the ball?
I have the ball. And the little letters that go underneath the Wilson logo, there's one on either side of like the valve, are letters. And it tells you when the ball was manufactured. I don't know what those codes represent, much like as I was saying, the Zippo lighters that have the code. And if you have the book, you can find out when it was made. So, all right. So hopefully we'll have somebody on from the football place tomorrow to talk about the Super Bowl. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North in North Naples. Oh, it is cold, and thank God we have a news service now.
And now, your SkyTracker Polar Vortex Triple Doppler AccuWeather X5000 radar with your most complete and up-to-date forecast.
It's going to be friggin' cold.
This has been your SkyTracker Polar Vortex Triple Doppler AccuWeather X5000 radar.
Oh, that's good, good. Yeah, I really like this new news service we got. They're so accurate and so in with today.
This is breaking news.
This just in. Due to the government shutdown and the damage to the economy, 7-layer dips at Super Bowl parties will now be 5 layers.
This has been breaking news.
God. This is ridiculous. This is, I think, Martin County, Florida. Where's Martin County, Florida?
Port St. Lucie.
Yeah, that explains a lot, too. Guy in Martin County had to spend, follow me on this, 41 days in jail. He missed Christmas with his family. 41 days in jail. Why? Because a cop said a white substance in his car was heroin. It turned out once they got it back from the lab that it was laundry detergent. He was going to wash some clothes.
I had 92 grams of laundry soap in my door, and that's what I was falsely charged for trafficking of heroin. He showed me a picture of the field test kit that he supposedly conducted on his phone. He never actually showed me the field test kit. So there was really no way I was getting out of jail. Police corruption is something you always hear about or you see in the movies. Planning to move forward with my life and go back to work and just kind of pick things up right where I left off.
Yeah, just had some laundry detergent. By the way, the cop has been fired. This... All right, we go from an innocent...
Well, you know, in the cop's defense, what in the world were you doing with 92 pounds of soap?
Yeah.
What are you really up to?
Yeah. Innocent man to somebody very guilty of being a sicko perv. Guy in North Carolina is facing charges. What did he do? Here's the report. Buckle up.
According to his arrest warrants, the 25-year-old put his face into the butts of 3 women in 2 of the cases. He's accused of licking their bottoms.
He took off running from me, so I don't know exactly where all he went.
You have to watch behind you anywhere you go. And now, since I've been made aware of it, I'm definitely going to be more aware and watch who's behind me and who's around me.
Try and get away, get some separation from the person, tell them to stop. Make it very, very, if you're in a retail store, be loud or very assertive with them. Tell them, stop, get away from me, get back.
Get away from me, butt licker.
Get away from me. Get back. Get away, get away.
Jeez. I saw this on the Daily News. Well, actually, my girlfriend saw it on the Daily News. Told me about it. I looked into it. This is unacceptable. A woman in New York sat for days next to her brother while he was brain dead in the hospital. After several days, she gave the okay to remove life support.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Turns out, though, although they shared the same name, it wasn't her brother.
And the whole family went to the hospital to say goodbye.
Yep.
A major mistake at a Bronx hospital now has the facility facing legal action. Sherelle Powell says she accidentally consented to having a stranger taken off life support at St. Barnabas Hospital because she thought it was her brother. The man, who had the same name as Powell's brother, had a tube in his mouth and had a swollen appearance, she says. She spent 9 days at the man's bedside, and it wasn't until he died that she discovered his true identity. Powell's brother was actually in jail at the time. She's now suing the hospital. In response, the hospital says the lawsuit is without merit.
It's no merit. We got our record straight on that one. You know, kids. So innocent. So naive.
Yep.
And it falls right into why the audio grab bag was created. 911 calls. A kid in Lafayette, Indiana, called 911 last week because he had a bad day at school and a lot of math homework. Thank God the 911 operator was willing to help.
911.
Hi, I had a really bad day and,
You had a bad day at school?
Yeah, I just came to tell you that.
Yeah, what happened at school that made you have a bad day?
I just have tons of homework.
What subjects do you have homework in?
Math, and it's so hard.
What are you learning in math? What's so difficult?
Fractions.
Oh, okay. Is there a problem you want me to help you with?
Yeah, what's 3/4 plus 1/4?
So, do you have your paperwork in front of you, your homework?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you do 3/4, put that on your paper.
Okay.
And then do plus 1/4.
Okay.
Okay. So, what's 3 + 1?
4.
And then it would be over 4. So, then 4/4 is what?
1.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Was that your only problem?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry for calling you, but no, I really need help.
You're fine. We're always here to help.
That's a bad lesson.
Well, the police say, don't try this, kids. But since there were no calls coming into the 911 switchboard, we'll let it go. But don't even. You want to know how bad...
It sounded like Morgan.
A little bit. You want to know how bad the NFL... I take that back. You want to know how bad the media has gotten covering the NFL?
Well, it's god-awful, and you're a big part of that.
So a reporter for a Boston radio station... I got to make sure it's not one of ours. Reporter for a Boston radio station was at the Bill Belichick press conference. And
well, those are riveting.
Yep, and instead of asking him a question, which Belichick won't answer, he asked him for something else. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous. You're a journalist, all right? You don't go and do this. I think if I was on my own time, I might, but if I was working, I wouldn't do this.
Coach, WAF Boston. It's a kind of a unique question with Great. The social media. Could I come up there and take a selfie with you, Coach? Would that be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get that later, all right?
Maybe if I just got in front of the podium and you waved?
Next question.
Yeah. Selfie's okay.
Yeah. You've heard him on a lot of songs. R&B singer James Ingram has passed away.
Really?
Brain cancer.
Oh.
Baby, come to me. Let me put my arms around you. This was meant to be. Hey! Somewhere out there, if no one can see us through, I don't have the heart to hurt you. It's the last thing I wanna do. Love hurts you today. Find 100 ways. I'm a reason.
He sings, he performs, he writes.
He's been nominated for Oscars, won Grammys. He's an authority on love songs. Mr. James Ingram.
Just once, can we find a way to finally make
he got a lot of
light.
Hits.
Whoa, make the magic last for more than just one night. Oh, we could break through it. If we could just get to it just once.
He was 66. Years old.
Man.
I'll tell you right now, somebody's having a birthday today, and Haney would like to be friends with him. He's 68 today.
You hear, I don't care anymore.
Phil Collins.
I don't care no more.
People don't like him.
Well, there was a time I didn't like him. And it's because there was that point, and we were just so blessed to be working in Top 40 radio when it happened.
Yeah.
That between him and Genesis, you just couldn't get away from him.
I know, because he was a solo artist, would team up with, like, Phil Bailey, or would go with Genesis, and so they were all hit makers. He was on everything.
And
everything.
And us working at that Top 40 station, you could not go, I'll be generous and say an hour. I would even say maybe a half hour. It was a time where you just could not get away from it, and it would be on that frequently. When I became a fan of Phil Collins was immediately after that era, he realized it and went silent.
Yeah.
And decided, you know what? Instead of doing that, I'm going to go back to being a drummer. And he went on the road with Clapton. And he was spectacular on the drums.
And then he had hand problems and can't play the drums anymore.
Yep. But that's when I became a fan of Phil Collins and realized how good a drummer he really was watching him with Clapton. And watching Clapton's reaction to him. They did some great stuff, and luckily a lot of it was caught. The concert footage is available.
Peter Mug North bringing us the grab bag. When we come back, a story that I have been waiting for the last hour. Haney, home, wildlife. What is it? We'll be back.
And that's what makes it really disconcerting.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
To be a true champion, you need pride, vision, and perseverance. You need these same qualities to be a moderately successful afternoon FM talk show. Do you really expect people to believe this shit? Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Want to let you know in about 25 minutes or so, are you smarter than Haney? And up for grabs today. Thank you, Jeffrey Zito. Our prize, if you defeat Haney, an Amazon Echo Dot. Though these things are beautiful. Easy, keep that one around. Music, information, all that at within speaking range. Just ask it something.
Hey.
That's your prize today, if you're smarter than Haney in about 25.
And you can train it to know who we are, right?
Yes, you can. You can enable the skill so that you can just tell them. And then we introduce the station in our show. Okay. Haney comes in today. A little rattled. Looked like he had been through something. And it's like, what? And the only thing he would tell me, wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Now, he used to live in the woods. He lives in a very suburban area now, and he says...
Living in the woods was great because most animals won't mess with you.
Right. Are you saying in the suburbs this animal messed with you?
Well, I sent Dave to investigate, and he has a lot of theories.
Okay, I don't care about his. And do not put up any pictures yet that I'm not supposed to see yet. I want to hear this from the beginning. You, at your home, had a run-in with a creature.
Yes, completely unexpected.
Give me a time frame, and then let's let this baby roll.
Immediately after the show, Stan.
Yeah.
Following my regular routine, I back in to my garage, Batman style.
Yeah. They think it's funny over
Why
there.
Why do they think that's funny? I've always done this.
I always have, and then he opens the garage door and zoop, right out.
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, you're going to back your car into and the garage.
And I notice, as I get out of my car, the garage door is still up. I haven't put it down yet.
Right.
And I notice right at the dividing line between outside and where the garage itself begins, right where the garage door goes down, is a creature.
How big?
How big is it, Dave?
I mean,
lengthwise, total?
The whole animal.
Shut up, man. I don't know. Maybe about a foot. Foot and a half.
A foot?
And
for this purpose, 2-footer. You're brilliant.
And so my thought is, you know, it's cold out. As soon as I start moving around, it'll realize, oh, there's a person here, and scatter off.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to kill something needlessly. But the thing is totally unconcerned with me.
Is it walking around? Is it spazzing? Is it just minding its own beeswax?
It's sitting there going...
Oh, gee, it's making a noise?
Yeah, like it's, you know, like sticking its tongue out and...
What?
Like it's licking its stuff.
Yeah.
And so...
What did you think at first?
Well, at first I thought this is a mouse.
A 2-foot mouse?
Well, you said it was 2 feet. Dave said it was a foot.
All right, I'll even go and say that. A foot-long mouse?
Including the tail.
Oh,
because I didn't see that at first. But the body, to me, looked like a mouse. And so...
Black, gray, red?
I would say gray, wouldn't you? And so I look around the garage and I'm like, okay, what do I got here? And I'm like, this thing just doesn't realize I'm here. And so I threw a box at it.
You threw a box at it?
Just a little, like, Amazon box.
Yeah, okay. So it,
I'm just trying to get its attention.
Didn't it know you were there when a car, Batman styled into the garage?
No. Really? That's what's going through my head. Is like, what the hell is wrong with this thing?
Could be rabid.
And... So then I'm like, okay, we got a problem here because it has now got itself in a situation where if I put the garage door down, it would go on top of it, which
crush
means
him.
It would probably run inside the garage,
and I
don't want it in there.
You don't need that.
And
the box did no good.
No, it just ignored it. And I went up to it and...
You went up to it.
Yeah, and I had a little broom out there, and I hockey-sticked the effer.
Good, yeah, all right.
And it comes at me.
What? Oh, it knew you were there then, and what, it turned and faced you?
Yeah. And then when I started to go back at it...
You've got to be kidding me. I'm losing my mind.
Because there was distance between us. After I hockey-sticked it, I turned around to walk back. Because I was going to let it alone. And it starts running at me.
Running at you?
It couldn't move very fast. But it was being aggressive on purpose. So then I hockey-sticked it again. And this time, I didn't get it far enough where it was still too close to the garage... And it, like, played dead. And I thought, okay.
Well, then you know it plays dead.
Yeah.
You know the animal everybody has a little pouch where it keeps its babies.
That's what I'm thinking now.
Possum.
Because now I see the long tail, and I'm thinking, oh, crap, this is a baby possum. And so I gently hockey-sticked it.
Yeah, being nice the third time.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is just possum that's lost its way.
And it's plain dead.
Yep. And so I hockey-sticked it again, and, just a little wrister.
Yeah, yeah.
And got it out into the driveway, and the thing just sat still at that point. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's the cold, maybe this thing's flipped out.
Maybe rabid.
I don't know. I didn't, that wasn't really a thought in my mind.
Could it have been a cat?
No.
With the mange?
No. So my thought at that point is, okay, whatever's going on with this thing, it doesn't seem like it's right. Maybe it'll go off somewhere and
die.
Yeah. Either that or it'll find its way home.
Right. To its mama.
Yeah. So I don't think another thing about it. Close the garage door and go about my business.
Okay.
And as I open the garage door up to go to work today,
yeah,
the effer's laying there in the same spot.
Oh, that's creepy. That's creepy. That's creepy.
And
it might have been sick, something like a sick.
That's what I'm thinking. But the more I thought about it, and I even went on the internet and looked at it, I'm like, was this thing a possum? Because it had the body size would put you in mind of not a rat, but a mouse. But it had a big triangular head, which is what baby possums have. And this god-awful long tail that would, like, be too long if that was a rat. So I was thinking it was a baby possum, maybe.
Could it be a roof rat?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't really seen one of those. But because of the tail, the fact, because I looked it up, and the possums, that's one of two things that they'll do. They'll either charge you or they'll play possum.
Dead, yeah. And so, wait, now, so you open up the garage this morning, it's still there.
Yeah.
Is it dead at that point in time?
Evidently.
It was dead. So you didn't have to defend yourself. You didn't have to roll over it. Whatever it was died in your driveway overnight.
Yeah. When I put the garage door down thinking this thing would wander off and, find a bush or somewhere to go, evidently it couldn't make it that far. I don't know. If I heard it, I wouldn't think so.
The old wrist shot?
Yeah. I didn't think I hit it that hard.
Yeah. Glove side up or corner.
But
and Dave took a picture of it.
Well, I wasn't going to mess with whatever it was on the way to work.
Yeah.
And so it was still there, and I figured, well, if we're going to talk about it, you're going to ask what did it look like and all that.
I want to know now.
So Dave went and retrieved the corpse, if you'd like to see it.
He's got the body. What did you do?
And we'll ask him about
it. What'd you do? Pick it up?
Yeah, bro, it's in my trunk.
So if you'd like to see it.
I don't want to go out there and see it. Did you take a picture of it?
Yeah, I got a picture, man.
All right, so you took a picture of it in your trunk.
And he has theories about this. He thinks that it may have been mentally disabled.
Let me take a look. Let me see what it is. Oh, somebody just posted something up there. What is that? Is that it?
No, that's not it. That's in somebody's house.
Take the picture that's on our text and take it down.
Yeah, you don't do well with these things.
Take that down. I don't do well with this.
You can deal
at
with
all.
Snakes all day long. But little squeaky things, but they're little mitts.
Let me see. Just oh, that's a rat.
Dude, come on, man. I think it's blind.
Now, see, that's not how I remember it.
That's a rat.
Look at that. See its eyeball mark?
Yeah, it is.
I think it's just,
That's definitely a rat.
Well, that's a rat.
See, I didn't see
get
it.
Get it away from me.
See, I didn't
it
see it from
car.
That angle.
I got to go get it out of the trunk, bro.
Yeah, I would, because they got the fleas and they could jump on you.
I got it in a bag, man.
I don't care.
So you think it's a mentally disabled palm rat?
Yeah.
That is a palm rat.
Yeah, it fell out of the tree.
Stop showing me the picture.
It's just a rat, bro.
Yeah, I can't handle that. Now look, I got a picture of a little baby possum right here. That's nice. Little baby.
Hey, June, you want to go help me get the body?
Oh, for crying out loud. That's a
sure
rat.
Sure thing, buddy.
That's
palm rat?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Get it.
Check that one out.
So do you think that it was...
That's an action photo.
Do you think that it had...
It was sick.
Do you think that it was sick, or did it just fall out of a tree and knock itself silly?
It could have fallen out of a tree, but it died. It stayed in the driveway and died.
Yeah, look at that, huh?
Stop staring at it.
Look at it, Stan.
I don't want to look at
it. Oh, come on.
Get away from me.
Man up.
No way, man.
Now, see, when
away.
You see it from that angle, it's obviously a rat.
It's a rat.
Yeah.
When you're looking at it, looking down on it,
yeah.
The head looked a lot more triangular than that to me.
Probably fell and cracked its skull. I don't know. That's a rat.
Yeah, see its eyeball, bro.
Oh, will you stop with the eyeball?
Yeah, it's pretty well preserved.
Oh, mm-hmm. for crying out. Yeah. It just died.
It's not smelling.
Sure
I wonder
it didn't.
If it like
it
made it
died.
Through the night, and I wonder how long it lived.
It looks like
it froze to death, but you see it's got
it's
like its legs are like
freezing
in an action
outside.
Move.
Yep.
Looks like it's trying to still run, but it died.
Okay, look, I don't want to say it's
look,
a
man.
I don't want to look.
Sure?
Yeah, right. I'm sure.
I don't know what you're
I've seen
about.
Enough.
Yeah. Something wrong with it.
Not gonna come
Something's
get it.
Wrong
dead,
with it,
man.
All right, good. Get it out of your car too. I don't want to know that it's even around.
You ready?
We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
Dave, you
next.
Want Junior to help you with that?
Yeah. I need you to help me get the body out, man. We got to throw it somewhere.
Sure thing, yeah.
All right, bro.
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, Stan, take a look.
Get away. That one.
I don't know. Should we, like, wrap it up? Because if it is disease, you don't want, like Boyd's eating it.
Yeah.
Would that affect a Boyd?
Well, no, man.
It's
I mean, come on, man.
Something wrong with it.
It's all natural selection, bro.
We'll be
birds
back.
Birds eat, and, you know.
Yeah, but if it's diseased, could that be, you know, contagious to other animals?
Let me tell you something. That ain't a baby.
You sure about that?
I'm sure,
look.
But I don't
That's
want...
a tiny little effort. You don't have much perspective on that.
I don't want to look.
It's a very small thing.
We'll be back. Smarter than Haney.
Do palm rats get big?
No.
Yeah, they can. Oh, yeah, they can.
They were that's the same kind of rats that were up here. Remember when Cal was kissing it and sending it
loose?
And
then you know what I was wondering about? This is really off the wall.
What?
But you know I've had this problem with the air conditioner in my car.
Yeah.
That they say...
Making nests.
Yeah. And I thought, did it fall out of my car?
Yes!
Did I pick it up here? Are they coming from here?
Could very and well then, be the case.
And then after driving all the way from the station to my house, the thing was hanging on and then fell out.
Yep.
And was like, ugh.
Yep. That's so what's been getting into your air conditioner.
And maybe they're coming from here.
Correct.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
You'll miss us when we're gone. Thankfully, we're not going anywhere. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Safe word coming up in about 22 minutes. Could get you a thou. But the lovely Karen has once again joined us in the studio because we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Hi, Karen.
We don't have her on.
There you are.
Hello, everyone.
Are you scared of rats and mice?
No, not really. I'm not really. The only thing I'm scared of are scorpions because I've been stung by one. I have. Other than that, I'm not really scared of anything.
Where did you get stung by a scorpion?
It was at the Miami Zoo, and that's a very long story.
Oh, no. So yes. It was like from elsewhere, like Africa or somewhere?
Something like that. Yeah, it was not a fun time. But
how bad?
Yeah, can you just tell us where it stung
you?
Yeah,
on my right foot, I have like nerve damage from it, and like I'm not ticklish anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
See, I always thought that when they go, you know, they say these are deadly, but look at this cute little fellow.
Yeah, no, the tinier they are, the worse they are, but...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. See, it's a long time ago.
Did it feel like a bee sting?
At first, and then I completely dropped, and I like couldn't feel my leg at all. And I'm asthmatic, so I automatically went into an asthma attack, which is worse because it makes the venom go all through your body. So it was not a fun experience.
So at first it felt like a bee sting, and and then you just drop.
And then it just kind of like spread everywhere, and I just
dropped. Yeah, because with the asthma, your heart rate goes up, blood starts pumping faster.
It was the worst thing I've ever experienced.
Oh, God.
Now, I know you said it's a long story, but can you, now that we've gone this far, how did you come to be around a scorpion that dangerous?
It was just an exhibit. So I was walking around and it just kind of got out.
Well, got loose.
Yes. And I just happened, I guess it thought I was going to step on it or something like that. So it just went right through my shoe.
So you didn't see it?
I didn't see it until I like felt it and I like put my foot back and then I just saw it crawling away. Yeah, and there was a lot of cussing, and there was a lot of little kids around, and I felt really bad, but yeah, I got, like, rushed into the hospital, got the whole venom, like, anti-venom. Yeah, it was a whole ordeal.
Oh, no. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, icebreaker things. Tell us something that nobody else would ever know, and I'm like, I've been stung by a scorpion.
Do you know what kind it was?
It was, like, an African, it was small and black. I don't remember, yeah.
Oh, this scorpion is beautiful. And, of course, its venom can theoretically kill a man.
How old
but...
were you?
I was like 14. I was in high school. I was like on crutches for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. And at that, you know, when things like that happen, you got to think, what are the odds?
Yeah, that it was me. It's my luck. Yeah. It would happen to me.
But you know what? On a greater scale, that's what happens when these idiots decide they want to have pets like that and they get loose.
Yep. You're okay to play the game, though,
aren't
you?
Totally fine. Right. Let's do this.
Six categories.
Stan's scared of rats.
Oh,
that's how we got
that's
on.
That's it? Yep. Just rats?
Oh, don't even say the word. Oh,
no, man. I mean, snakes do not faze the man. Hmm. He's scared of very little, but that is his weakness.
Lizards, snakes, spiders, they don't bother me.
Oh, man.
Scorpions don't bother me.
But rats do.
Don't even. Six categories.
Yeah, he's one of those idiots that would have a scorpion walking up and down his arm.
Don't bother me.
Oh, yeah, no, thank you. Keep me away from that one.
Your job is to defeat Haney. Get the first person to get to six
wins. Don't worry. Easily done.
Karen is your lifeline. She can help you on one of the categories before I ask the question. If you defeat Haney and get all six categories before he does,
which is highly likely,
great prize, an Amazon Echo Dot. It ties in with your Alexa. You can enable the K-Rock skill on your device, and then you just simply say, Alexa, open 96 K-Rock, and you can listen to the station that way. It can give you information on weather, answers to various questions that you might want to ask, music, all kinds of stuff. That's the prize.
You love all this voice control stuff.
Love it. That's the prize if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it. Stan's got prizes. Yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions. What a jerk. All those prizes. Yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant. Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius.
You're a slob.
I must beat you. That's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
Cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. If you answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly, taking too long, you lose. And if you select science and nature, you'll hear this. Cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. We'd like a first-time player to have a shot at this. Again, up for grabs, an Amazon Echo Dot. Karen.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. We're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener head-to-head with Mark Haney. 277-9600. That doesn't necessarily mean the first person I pick up. You got to have a good connection. You got to be willing to play the game properly. Ahoy, who's this?
Sean.
No, you're on a speakerphone. Ahoy, who's this?
Anthony.
and the bad connection. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys, it's Matt.
No, I still don't like that connection. 277-9600. Have a clear phone. Be able to take a few minutes to play the game. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Brian.
Okay, Brian, have you won anything in the last 30 days?
No.
Would you like to play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
Yes. I have a question, though. Are those made by Apple?
No.
Okay.
Amazon.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
No problem. Say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hello, Karen.
Hi, Brian. Good luck.
Thank you.
Why am I getting all those sounds over the air, Junior? All right, thank you. All right, categories.
Jeez.
Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. Remember, Brian, if either one of you cannot answer the question correctly and your opponent has the space open, you can steal. Karen is your lifeline for a category that you don't want to answer. You have to say, I want to use my lifeline before I ask the question. Understood?
Yes, I do, sir.
All right. We begin, as always, with Mark Haney. Mark, pick a category.
Geography.
Haney, what country is pop star Shakira from?
Brazil.
Incorrect.
Brian, that was a good guess.
You can steal.
Colombia.
You are absolutely right. Colombia.
I don't feel bad about
that. You are correct. And you
did you know that, Karen?
I did know that.
Oh.
Brian, you have control of the board. Entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Lifeline.
Oh, okay. Karen, what would you like?
Does he want to pick or does he? Or
do you want to pick or do you want him her to pick?
I think it's probably best if she does.
All right, what would you like?
Let's do entertainment, please.
Entertainment. Da, 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 da. I don't know if you can. I gotta ask you this one. It's in entertainment.
Okay.
Bum, bum.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hold on. Okay, I guess this is the one I gotta ask you. For Brian in entertainment, Karen, name two of the four main characters of TV's Golden Girls.
Blanche is one.
Yeah.
And Rosie? Rose?
Yes!
Yes! Right on. Thank you.
Yes, in entertainment. You are absolutely correct.
That second one was tough, wasn't
it? Yeah, I was like, Rosie, Rose?
Blanche, Dorothy,
Betty White,
Rose, and Sophia.
Yes.
Very good. And she helped you out there, Brian. Haney, category.
Yes, that was great.
Geography.
Haney, what state flag shows a woman stepping on a fallen man? State flag. What state flag shows a woman stepping on a fallen man? And in this case, yes, because we're running short on time.
I don't know.
Pick one. Pick a state.
Well, where it would make sense would be Libville. Let's say Washington State.
Incorrect.
Oregon.
Virginia. The woman is virtue, the man a tyrant.
Well, of course. We got to smash the patriarchy.
Brian.
Can I get a hey-hey girlfriend?
Brian. History, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science and nature, and hopefully no scorpion.
Science and nature.
Science!
Let's see. Okay. In science, what is both a poisonous element, Brian, and the on-screen companion of Old Lace?
Mercury.
Incorrect. Amy, you can steal.
Arsenic
and yeah. Old Lace. Yep. Haney, you have control of the board. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Geography.
Haney, what U.S. airport was once named Orchard Field?
LaGuardia?
Incorrect. You already have the category. Anybody? Any guesses?
No.
O'Hare?
Yep. Its code is ORD. It refers to its original name, Orchard Field. Brian, history, yep. Arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
History
for Brian. Let's see. Brian, name two nations that fought in the Falklands War in 1982.
Half.
You don't have an answer for that?
I'll let Haney answer it.
I'd be happy to.
Haney, you can steal.
Britain and Argentina.
You are correct. And you have the category and control of the board.
From the Argentinian side, it was not the Falklands, it was the Malvinas.
Yep. Haney, geography, entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Geography.
Karen's got a lifeline.
Geography.
All right.
Damn it.
Let's see if you can
supposed
get
to be good at this category.
Yeah, I know.
You have been sabotaging me at every step.
I have not. New Mexico's official state question. Red or green asks about your preference of what food? Red or green? That's New Mexico's state question. Asks your preference to what food?
Is it asking like guacamole? Guacamole or salsa?
No.
See, that makes sense to me.
It does.
Chili pepper. Brian, history, yep. Arts and literature, science and nature.
State question.
Sports and leisure.
Screw you.
Yep, that's what it is. State question. Go ahead, Brian.
Sorry, Karen.
History.
Let me... Okay, here you go. Journalist Thomas Friedman famously noted that no two countries had started a war against each other after each had acquired a franchise of what restaurant? Journalist Thomas Friedman famously noted that no two countries had started a war against each other after each had acquired a franchise of what restaurant?
This is going to be crazy. I'm going to say McDonald's.
You are correct.
That's not crazy.
McDonald's.
Good job.
Thank you.
Haney, geography, entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Well, let's see. As long as we've been playing this game, generally I ask for geography first and always get the question right.
I know.
And for some reason today you're screwing with me.
I'm giving you the questions that are coming up.
Geography. Can't imagine what's going to come up in farts and leisure.
Let's see. Haney, geography. In Britain, what is the traditional term for a village without a church?
I have no idea.
And Brian, you have the category. A Hamlet. A Hamlet. Brian, arts and literature, yes. Science and nature, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
And literature or whatever.
Sports and leisure or arts and literature. Which one do you want?
Oh, sports and leisure.
Okay. What airline serves blue potato chips as its official cabin snack?
Is it blue? Sky blue or something like that?
Sky blue? Is that your final answer?
What was the name of that? Blue something.
Is that your final answer?
That's the best
sorry,
I can come
sorry.
Up with.
Haney, you can steal.
JetBlue.
JetBlue. I know you knew it, but yeah, we have to have the answer. Haney, you got control. Geography, entertainment, arts, and literature.
Geography.
Jeez. Haney, in what city can you find the Mouth of Truth? The Mouth of Truth. In what city can you find the Mouth of Truth?
Paris.
Incorrect. Anybody?
Brussels. No. I don't know.
Rome. All right, Brian. Arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature. What is the first message Charlotte weaves in Charlotte's Web?
Hello?
Incorrect. Amy, you can steal.
Some pig.
Yes! Very good. Very good, and you have control of the board. Geography, entertainment.
Geography.
Okay. Let's see.
I don't know what's up with these questions today, Stan.
I don't know either. Haney, what U.S. city boasts the best-looking people, according to readers of Travel and Leisure?
Miami.
Yes! You're at match point, but Brian has control. Brian, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Arts and literature, please.
Arts and literature. Brian, what self-help book by Rhonda Byrne focuses on using the power of positive thinking to attain wealth and happiness?
Obviously, I didn't read this one, so...
Well,
can I get Haney as a lifeline?
Sure. I'd like to do that. Is that
sure,
allowed?
Sure.
It's the secret.
It is the secret in arts and literature. Haney's giving it to Brian as a lifeline. Haney, it's match point.
I believe that I am entitled to the help of my dear friend Karen.
Yes, you are.
Let's do this.
Karen.
Yes.
For the win for Mark Haney.
Yes.
This is interesting. I never thought about it. Have you ever seen the TV show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yes.
How many questions in a row must you answer correctly to win the $1 million? You know, they go up each level. How many
yes.
you got to answer?
Okay. Is it just one question?
Is that your...
Well,
how many questions
well, obviously,
in a row?
At the end of it all, it would be one question.
But you have to
oh,
answer
in a row.
Yes,
okay.
In a row.
I'm going to say 3.
That is incorrect.
Oh, no.
15.
That's all right. I thought it was 10.
No.
Brian, science and nature, sports and leisure. Quickly.
Sports, please.
Sports and leisure.
Yep.
What is not a Major League Soccer team? The Chicago Fire, the Columbus Crew, the San Jose Sabercats.
Columbus Crew?
That is incorrect. The San Jose Sabercats.
Boy, the Columbus Crew, what a lazy yeah. nickname. Sabercats is better.
Haney. for the game. Entertainment. This is all on you. Duran Duran got its name from a character in what Jane Fonda movie?
Barbarella.
You are correct. And win the game.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm going to say right now, with because we got about a minute left here, I'm going to say, Brian, you played a darn good game.
Yes.
That one,
you know what?
The
past couple of weeks, we've been getting real dogs. You played a really good game.
I appreciate that.
However,
so much.
Having said
what
that,
about me?
I'm concerned about geography and you. However, having
I'm concerned about your questions.
Don't even.
Do you know how I won that game?
It's what?
I asked for geography every time except the last one. It was all steals.
It was, wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know what? You got to tell Haney to get that Amazon Echo Dot, don't you?
Haney, you are smarter than me.
I'm not sure about that, but okay.
Nice job, Brian. You played a great game. Hold on, okay?
Making Mr. Beasley a wealthy man for most of our adult lives. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. You still have about 3 minutes. 3 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. Miss. M-I-S-S. You can use it as like an unmarried girl, miss, or you could go and say that junior on the basketball court had a free throw miss. M-I-S-S. Put it in right now at 96krock.com or on the K-Rock app on your mobile device. About 2.5 minutes now to do that. Miss, M-I-S-S. We're going to check news headlines, 4 o'clock, Fluffer. I have no... emails today.
None?
No, even the Guardian. Guardian didn't even.
Nobody's mad at us?
Nope. Well, let me say this. Those evidently went right to Brad Beasley.
Oh, Stan, I don't know if you noticed. It was Jeff Zito, everybody.
Hey, it's Jeff Zito, everybody.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey. just getting himself some water. That's Jeff Zito, everybody. One guy complained he didn't like the stream and said, Stan and Haney, the same old crap. I'm hearing the same bit over and over again, and it's all the streaming
stuff.
That's
what we do.
We don't have.
He was literally hearing the same bit over and over
again. And we don't have access to the streaming. You're not missing anything with the stream.
You know what happens with the streaming is that I think people get it in their heads that we're here pushing buttons and that we think it's a hoot just to keep playing the same thing over and over again to annoy people.
We never hear it. We're playing local commercials, and then they have fill stuff for you, and sometimes it gets a glitchy. And so you're not missing anything we do on the show, but evidently somebody thinks that we're just effing with them. And instead of
we're just being rude,
instead of contacting us, instead of contacting the program director, instead of contacting the station manager, no, they go right to the GM. They find somebody with a Beasley.
Well, you know, he's the market manager.
Yeah, and then I get an email back. Yep, guys, evidently doing nothing, are you?
What?
That email came right back to me from him.
Like we were doing something wrong.
Yep, just want to let
you
know.
We have no control over that. Does he not know that? Does he not know that?
I don't know.
So he thinks we're effing up.
Yep, because the emailer that went above everybody's head.
Isn't that handled like not even in this town?
Not even around me. He because the emailer didn't specify listening streaming or listening to the show, just said he's fed up with us. Dear Mr. Beasley, I'm fed up with Stan and Haney. They're doing this.
And, okay, so he just takes it as a general slam rather than what it's about.
Correct.
Nice.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Your first look at traffic this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, let's start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Gladiolus Drive and Media Lane. Fort Myers Crash, Cypress Lake Drive, and Summerlin Road. Fort Myers Hit and Run, Constitution Boulevard and South Tamiami Trail. Lehigh Acres Crash, Gunnery Road North and Lee Boulevard. And then one more for you. Hit and Run. Well, we're in season. Marble Brook Boulevard at Marble Brook HOA Community. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. And also killed a rat. Let's see what's...
Well, oh, you can't prove that.
The thing attacked him. There's nothing I can't stand worse than a rat.
Well, something else was wrong with it. Yeah. A simple wrister shouldn't take it out.
And then Dave had it in the trunk of his car. This is so sick. So... Hi, I'm Carol. What's an email?
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
You know, takeout food is very important to me.
I know it is. It is very important to you.
A new study has determined how much we will spend on delivery and takeout over our lifetime.
Yours will be higher than the average.
You think?
Yeah, by a lot.
Yeah. Well, not everybody has a perfect angel at home like
that
you
do. That has got nothing to do with it. Even when you go to a takeout
Stan,
place.
Stan, I cannot eat out of a crock pot every day like you did.
Even when you go to a takeout place, it's not give me a burger, fries, and a large drink, and maybe an apple pie.
That's, only if it's fried.
Right. You'll go, give me 6 burgers, 3 large fries, 2 hot fudge sundaes, make another one of butterscotch, fried apple pie if you get it. And that's order one.
All right, Stan.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to take that order that you just described.
Yep.
And I want you to do some mental math.
Okay. This is the order that he would do with me in the car after we finished an event.
Divide that order by 3.
I'm not going to divide it by 3. That's maybe what you do now because you like to freeze Arby's. But I
have never frozen Arby's. That's your deal. I'm
telling you right now.
Nobody in my family has ever frozen an Arby's.
I've seen you at a sit-down in one swoop down that much.
And how much would it be if it was divided by 3?
That would be 3 large burgers, 1 large fry, 2 sundaes, and maybe a gully washer drink.
Uh-huh. Since I only eat one meal a day.
Which isn't healthy.
According to you.
According to everybody!
Now, you got more problems than I do. Sorry about that, folks. Yeah. Hey, speaking of which, KFC is now testing a sandwich filled with Cheetos, with Cheetos sauce.
Yep. I'll take 6 of those.
Yep. Give me a half dozen of that. Any dessert? Yes. Another double burger, please. This Valentine's Day.
What day?
Valentine's Day. Some zoos are allowing you to do something special for your ex.
Oh, pet the scorpion?
Something like that. You know, we are so lucky to be in Florida where it's merely cold instead of, you know, deathly frozen. I don't know if you saw this or not, Stan.
What?
But you have to be suicidal to do this.
What?
A driver in Illinois is busted doing 115 miles per hour in a 35 zone in the snow with the road frozen.
That's trying to commit suicide.
That's the only way I can see that. And finally, I don't know if most people have been in this position, but I have. And Stan knows the feeling. I don't think he's had the extremes that I have had with it. But you'll find out about both Stan and I. We don't play board games socially.
Oh, absolutely not. It doesn't. It leads to arguments.
We're just hated because we're good at it.
We play to win. Here we go to have game night at your house, and all they want to socialize. Maybe the ladies would like a glass of wine as you play Trivial Pursuit or Scattergories or something. Not with Haney and I. We get everybody mad at us.
This is honest to God truth. I won a game of Trivial Pursuit, and the police were called.
Yeah.
I don't know how that correlates in this person's mind, but it did.
It's not about having fun. It's about winning.
I thought I'd done good, but evidently I should have thrown the game.
That's what they want.
So I'm not surprised to see this. A game of Monopoly ends in a physical fight and suspect on the run. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter? Oh, yeah.
Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Jam!
4 o'clock Fluffer, brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
Because of this god-awful polar vortex, 75% of the population of the United States will suffer below freezing temperatures this week. So, with that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
tips for coping with the frigid winter weather.
Top tips for coping for the frigid winter weather.
Have a cup of hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And if you happen to be stuck in the house with the family, make it hot chocolate and bourbon.
Hold my beer.
Buy a space heater for your pants. I don't know what I'd do without my heating pad.
Yeah, that's a great thing, isn't it?
You get in that cold bed and you got just that one square of warmth.
Yeah.
Avoid frostbite on your toes by doing a Joe Biden impression and putting your foot in your mouth.
Does not meet the smell test.
Oh, yes, it does. Just ask Mr. Plagiarism 1988.
No, you're not confused.
Jesus. And that woman brings Cortez onto the financial committee with her.
They have been sued by women.
And the whole Democratic Party wants the government to take over everything.
They said they did a survey. I just saw this the other day. A survey that over 70% of registered Democrats, over 70%, don't mind being called socialist Democrats.
You know, 70%. What? So you dare talk to me like that?
Hey!
All of these surveys, what happens with them is they will ask them a very general question.
Yeah.
Like, would you like free health care?
I sure would.
And then when you ask them questions about what the results of that be and how they would get free health care, it drops from 70% down to like 20% when they find out what would happen.
Yeah, and an extra comment, impeach Trump.
Yes. I'm scared to
shut up. Sorry about that, folks. Make a snow angel by lying in the middle of a snow-covered road until you get hit by a car and die.
Hi, I'm Carol. I got to get home before I miss my stories.
Amen. Right there with you, Carol. Wrap yourself in the warming comfort of John Travolta's now discarded toupee. Have you seen him?
He's got the shaved head now.
Yep. Or you could do what Stan and I did.
Yeah.
Move somewhere where the climate isn't lethal, Einstein.
This is not real!
Hire an Eskimo hooker.
He would.
And finally, the very top tip for coping with the frigid winter weather.
Yes.
Well, you could always catch up with NBC shows with Chicago in the title. Yes. That should fill the next 6 months.
Yes. A lot of that.
Jesus.
A lot
Mary
of shows
Joseph.
With Chicago.
Yep.
I said that the other day. I'm like, what? There's so many shows. Chicago Fire, Chicago Hope, mm-hmm. Chicago PD. What the hell?
Law and Order, Chicago. And that, my friend, the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Ready? We're going to take a break. No, we don't need that. I got no emails today.
Guardian, no emails today?
Guardian claims he sent an email, but I didn't get any emails.
Yeah, you did. You got hate mail from Brad, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, that's inner office.
Jesus.
So is our server down?
No, it gets here, and here's an example.
Is it gummed up?
I have to, and I try to explain to people
because the Guardian sent one.
Yeah, I try to explain to people around here when I go and like send some stuff from my house that I want to have here to our email. I send it to two different emails. Sometimes I get them both. Sometimes I get one. Sometimes I get none. And I tell this to them, and they look at me like I'm smoking crack.
So we could have perfectly good hate mail just sitting there, and we'll never see it.
Absolutely.
That's a shame.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Southwest Florida's only radio show powered by alternative energy. Our show is produced through a volatile combination of superheated air and methane. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. How are you, Stan and Haney? Wednesday afternoon. Glad to have you along. Just want to let you know that the Rob show will be at 6 o'clock, and he'll have a safe word for you. I'm going to give you the details on the safe word if you haven't heard already. Plenty of chances to win, and I urge everybody to participate. I'll tell you why in a second. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, just one thing on the board right now, and it is in Lehigh Acres. We have a crash. Lee Boulevard and Billy D. Williams Avenue. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Now, this G-Spot. We do ours at 4 o'clock. But the G-Spot word is given out 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And we're giving you a chance to hit the G-Spot with a safe word 4 times a day. When you hear the safe word, and the Rob Show will have the next one for you, you take that word, you go to 96krock.com. You'll see the little icon there, the G-Spot. You hit that, put the word in there. If you're on your phone, go to the K-Rock app on your mobile device. You'll see the same thing there. Put the word in there. You got about 15 minutes to do it. One multi-market winner will be notified, called back, and win $1,000. Now, I want everybody to participate, because even if you just try to play the game, every time you play it, everyone who enters is qualified to win the $10,000 grand prize. If you want more information, if you don't understand what I just told you, go to 96krock.com. What is this? Ahoy. Ahoy is what I said. I didn't grunt. Ahoy.
Well, you use ahoy when you're on a vessel. Okay. You on a vessel, boy?
No, I'm answering a phone like Alexander Graham Bell. What do you, sir? Can I have a name?
Here you got yourself a rat problem.
Well, kinda. We had a little problem at Haney's house today in his garage. Last night he saw what he wasn't sure, but we found out it was a rat that died in his driveway. And there might, where there's one rat, there's more. But what do you know about it?
What do I know about it? I've been ratting since I was a boy. I've been all over the world.
Ratting.
I've seen all kinds of rats. I seen them in old London town. Seen rats as big as cats.
Wow.
I seen rats in Caracas, Venezuela. Seen them fight off a jaguar.
What? Are you... Who is this?
But the worst... The worst was in Belfast. Oh, they were hungry.
Oh, in Ireland, was it potato famine?
Thousands of rats.
Are these the ones that jump off the cliff?
That, of course. There was the day Japanese submarine slammed two torpedoes into the side, Chief. It's coming back from the island of Tinian, lady.
What?
Just delivered the bomb. The Hiroshima bomb. 1,100 men went into the water.
What's this kind of...
Vessel went down in about 12 minutes.
Talking about rats. What?
Didn't see the first rat for about a half hour. Rat like a tiger. 3-footer.
Wait, a 3-foot rat? Does that include tail?
Well, you know how you know that in the water, Chief?
How do you know that? My name's Stan, by the way.
Can tell Chief. By looking from the head to the tail.
Head? Oh, so it's a 3-foot head to tail.
Well, we didn't know. The bomb mission was so secret. No distress signal had been sent. They didn't even list us overdue for a week.
You were around in World War II?
Very first light, Chief. Rats come cruising by.
What?
So we formed ourselves into tight groups. Sort of like you see in the calendars.
So wait,
you know, these... infantry squares and the old calendars like the Battle of Waterloo.
These rats are swimming in the ocean?
Aye. The idea was a rat come to the nearest man.
Uh-huh.
And that man starts pounding and hollering. Sometimes the rat would go away.
Oh, sure, they're very skittish. They're very skittish and frightened.
But sometimes it wouldn't go away. Sometimes that rat looks right at you.
Oh, man, staring. You're in the water, swimming. The rat doesn't go away, and he's staring right at you, 3-footer.
Right into your eyes. And the thing about a rat?
Yeah?
He's got lifeless eyes.
Really?
Black eyes.
Yeah.
Like a doll's eyes.
Yeah, I could see that, you know? Those rats, like a doll's eye, those two dots.
When he comes at you?
Yeah.
He doesn't even seem to be living.
No, they don't. They're evil creatures. I agree.
Until he bites you.
With them buck teeth.
And those black eyes roll over white, and then, yeah, that terrible high-pitched screaming.
From whom? The rat or you?
The ocean turns red, and despite all your pounding and your hollering,
yeah,
the rats come in and they rip you to pieces.
How many rats are we talking about in the water swimming at you, ripping you to pieces? What do you know about this stuff?
You know, by the end of that first dawn, lost 100 men.
100 men to rats?
I don't know how many rats there were. Maybe 1,000.
1,000 rats in the ocean.
I do know how many men. They average 6 an hour.
Being killed by rats.
Oh, my God.
Thursday morning, Chief.
Stan.
I bumped into a friend of mine.
Yeah?
Herbie Robinson from Cleveland.
Ah, cold up
Baseball
there now.
Baseball player.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, good.
Moses' mate.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was asleep.
Yeah. Yep.
I reached over to wake him up.
Yeah.
He bobbed up, down in the water. It was like a kind of top.
Yep.
Upended. Well, he'd been bitten in half below the waist.
By a rat? By a rat. A three-footer. A rat.
At noon on the fifth day, a Lockheed Ventura swung in low, and he spotted us.
That's good. Thank goodness for that. Those rats probably scattered. 1,000 of them. Maybe more.
Young pilot. A lot younger than Mr. Hooper here.
There's Hooper.
Anyway... He spotted us. A few hours later, big old fat PBY come down, started to pick us up.
Yeah.
You know, that was the time I was most frightened.
Really?
Waiting for my turn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'll never put on a life jacket again.
What about if it's in a garage? You don't need a life jacket when it's in a garage.
1,100 men went into the water.
Wait a second.
316 men come out.
The rest?
Sharks. Weren't the problem.
No. What was the problem?
Rats took the rest. June the 29th, 1945.
Yeah, how old of a man are you?
We delivered the bomb.
Yes, we did.
I seen rats on the steps of the Vatican.
They're there.
Evil, bloodthirsty creatures.
Yep, they'll eat just about anything.
A rat clapped down on my ear while I was climbing Everest.
What? When you were climbing Everest...
Oh, jeez.
Stan.
That's my name. I seen rats everywhere.
Where? On the steps of the Vatican. Okay, and bit you in the ear on Everest. But, yeah, you know what? You delivered the bomb.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What? Who are you?
At the Orange Bowl in 1978. Flipper doing tricks in the end zone.
Did they still have Flipper back in 78?
And a little baby rat.
Baby rat?
Looked like a little harmless little creature.
Yeah.
You know, baby rat. Do, 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 do. Baby rat. Do, 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 do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some thought it was a mouse. I knew better. I choked the life out of him right there in the stadium.
You choked the life out of a baby rat.
Bare hand.
Right there in the stadium, in the Orange Bowl.
So you think you got a rat problem?
It was a sick rat in a garage, and died in the driveway. But it did go after him. It charged him.
And damn rats are everywhere. Rats can live anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Rats
they can
live below ground and in trees.
Yeah, I saw one drag a slice of pizza once.
Well, I seen one eat a rocking chair one time.
Well, what can you do for us then? Can you get rid of the rats that you know? Could very well be at his house or here at the radio station.
Can I get rid of a rat?
Can you get rid of a rat? Because you know what? There are people that come and work in this building every day, and there's people that got to live in their homes, and they don't need to worry about a rat going around wreaking havoc. Can you put us all at ease so we can have a proper workplace to work? Can you get rid of the rat?
Sure, Chief.
Stan.
I can get rid of your rat.
Yeah.
But it'll cost
you. Okay, well, how much?
$500 for me and me alone.
What, $500 to get rid of a rat?
Chief. Oh, it's just one little rat.
Yeah.
Then why are you talking to me?
You called me! You called me and talked about 1,000 rats, maybe more, swimming in the ocean, but yet you delivered the bomb.
I'll tell you why you're talking to me, Chief.
What?
Because you're yellow.
I'm not yellow. You know?
You might be able to go into a den of vipers and not bat an eye.
Yeah.
You might be able to stare down a full-grown African lion.
Yeah.
But you see, Chief.
Yeah, Stan.
There's one thing you're afraid of.
Well, it's a rat. I'll agree to that. But what do I get for my $500?
No rats.
No rats? Will I get the head?
You want the head?
Yep. The tail?
I'll give you the head. Give me the head, tail, but I keep the feet.
We all appreciate his call, and we all know what good work he does. Thank you.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney in the afternoon.
96 K-Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. For a lot of you, quitting time. You're now on the road trying to make your way back home. Trying to get back and finish a day's work, and then the trouble starts at home, too. But we're here with you, and we're going to give you a traffic update to help you on your ride home, and then we'll do Mark Haney in the news, which is coming up in just seconds.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we'll start with a couple here in Fort Myers. This happens every year when the snowbirds come down because they're too afraid. They'll either pull over to the side of the road, roll them up and lock them, or run away.
And you should always drive with your flashers on.
Yeah, four flashers on. Jeez. You know, I can't tell you how many times this year I'm seeing people in the dead of night driving down I-75, no headlights on. Fort Myers.
Well, I've been meaning to get them fixed.
Hit and run. Corporate Commerce Way, right by the Arby's.
And you know, when you see those people, you wonder, you think about all the times you've been pulled over for nothing, and you see people driving without headlights, with no problem.
Fort Myers, crash, Cleveland Avenue and Kenwood Lane, right there in the Boston Market parking lot. Then, Lehigh Acres, crash, Archdale Street and Lee Boulevard. Right there in the funeral home parking lot.
Oh, no. Did you see that picture? I think it was in Vegas, where somebody was driving down the road, and, you know, they're going like 70 miles an hour, and they see that the guy next to him is asleep at the wheel.
Oh, jeez.
But he was in a Tesla, had a seatbelt on,
yeah,
just fell asleep, and the car was driving itself.
Yeah.
And he was doing fine, and the cops caught up with him. He's still going down the interstate, fast asleep, and the cop car had to pull in front of the Tesla and
gradually slow down to the point that the car would stop.
So the automatic braking on the thing would stop the car.
Yep.
Wow. See, there's the flip side to that. You know, they're coming out with these self-driving cars, which, you know, a lot of times, just speaking, you know, from things I've heard, you get the white line fever and you start dozing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, when you swerve doing 70 miles an hour, it'll wake you up. So you can.
Yeah, as the car flips, you wake up.
Self-driving cars, you're falling asleep and nothing there to warn you. Hey, wake up.
Well, what they do, because Tesla responded to it and said, well, you know, we do have it in the software that you have to have your hands on the wheel for a certain amount of time.
Right.
Now, you can take your hands off the wheel, but it's timed.
Right.
And an alarm is supposed to go off until you touch it again. But on the internet, the workarounds for it are all over the place, and people just disable it.
Why would you want to work around on that?
Because you want to sleep during your commute.
Yeah. Yep. Mark.
I don't think he dozed off. I think that's like, okay, I got an hour and a half to drive. I can sleep.
Jeez. And a cop's got to, wouldn't you know that there's a problem that you're slowing down and the cop's in front of you with the lights going? Or are you that hard of a sleeper?
Well, if you're in Happy Town, you don't want to leave. I know this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing
life
us
news. Much more pleasant in my dreams.
And it starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bob Schieffer, Nelson Benton, Robert Pierpoint, Jed Duval, Bob Simon in Belfast, John Lawrence at Bantry Bay Island, Bob Dyke in London, Terry Drinkwater in San Clemente, California, and Christopher Wallace in Springfield, Illinois.
It should be in there.
$5,000.
Hold it. I swear to God, it's in there. Hold on.
That's fine.
Hold it.
Not like I need an intro. Wait,
yes, you do. Yep, it's in there. Try it again. Okay, we good? Try it.
Hi, I'm Garrett Nutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, January 30th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Expect when you push a button that it should work. It's
You'd
there.
Think.
Hit the button. Should You'd work.
Think. You would think. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
You know, we have the Super Bowl coming up.
Sure do. Any word on the people over at Wilson about coming on tomorrow?
I'm waiting for one of the representatives to get in contact.
Yeah,
with
I don't know that they can do anything about it while the railroad tracks are on fire.
That's true.
But with the Super Bowl coming up, a lot of people thinking about football.
Yeah.
And in the context of football, I say Hail Mary. You know what I mean.
Yeah, that's the big bomb pass. That's the you know, at the end of the game, just let her go down the field.
And it seems like it's been around forever. But where did it come from?
I'm not going to blurt it out. I think I know who coined it. I think I know who coined it, but I'm not going to say because I'm not 100% sure.
Well, go ahead and blurt it out.
Roger Staubach.
Correct.
Really? Okay. Yes.
The term Hail Mary started in 1975 when Roger Staubach threw a 50-yard touchdown pass to win a playoff game for Dallas over the Minnesota Vikings. And in an interview after the game, Staubach said, quote, "I guess you could call it a Hail Mary. You throw it up and pray."
Yep.
So you were correct.
It was either, and look this one up. I thought it was either Staubach or his backup, Clint Longley.
who was a know-nothing player, and it was in a Cowboys playoff game. And he just, I think he might have threw it to Drew Pearson. And they came back to beat, I don't know, could have been Minnesota. Clint Longley, look that name up.
You know our founding fathers well and the different personalities. As a matter of fact, you were telling me about an argument between John Adams and Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, in Brian Kilmeade's book about the Barbary Pirates. You know, people think that this whole Muslim-Christian thing and us having that natural fear of Muslims is, so stereotypical and wrong and hateful.
Islamophobia, Stan.
Not true. Thomas Jefferson, who owned a Koran, was talking to John Adams when the Barbary pirates were taking U.S. merchant ships.
And Adams' point of view was that these are reasonable men. Yep. We'll simply bribe them.
Yep. And Jefferson told him, well, you know, because he was over in France, and said, well, I met the Dey of, I don't know if it was Morocco or Tunisia, or they became friends. And he said, I can deal with this guy. Hey,
he plays chess. We understand
the same
each
likes
other.
And all that. And
civilized man.
Yeah, and Jefferson went and said, hey, will you stop capturing our ships? We don't have a navy. And will you stop enslaving the crew?
Oh, why would we do that?
And he said the Dey immediately changed his personality and said, well you don't understand. They're not Muslims. We have every right.
It's our duty.
It's our to capture your ships and enslave your people. Well, Jefferson said, why? We haven't provoked you. We're not starting a war with you. We're merchant ships. We're a new country. And the Dey said, because you're Christians and we have every right to capture you and enslave you. And we can try to convert you. If we convert you to Islam, you can go free. If you do it just as a ruse and revert back to Christianity, we'll cut your heads off. And Jefferson tried to tell John Adams, you can't deal with them because you're not Muslim. They hate the Christians. They want to kill them. And they would have to pay off those Barbary Coast North African countries to let their ships go by.
And
the only thing that they understood was war.
And that's where the United States Marine Corps came from.
That is true.
So, Adams had some different ideas from the other founding fathers. John Adams believed that when addressing the President of the United States, that people should say, Your Highness, or Your Majesty.
Yeah, they kicked around a lot of ideas about how we should address the leader of our country.
So Adams came down to those two forms of address, Your Highness or Your Majesty. I kind of wish he had won, because to hear Nancy Pelosi say that to Trump would be so worth it.
Thank you, Your Highness. it was Washington that said he didn't want any of those titles.
Well, Thomas Jefferson said it was ridiculous, and Benjamin Franklin took it a step further and called it absolutely mad.
Yep. Washington didn't want any of that.
Have you heard of the Canary Islands?
Yeah.
Now, your first thought would be the Canary Islands. That must be named after a Boyd.
That's what I would think. Maybe the island's inhabited with a bunch of canaries.
Well, the Canary Islands aren't named after the Boyds. The name comes from their Latin name, Canary Insulae.
Ooh, that sounds smooth.
Which means, actually, Island of the Dogs.
And there's a good reason for it, because the islands were infested with wild dogs.
So no canaries, dogs.
Wild dogs. Which means basically, you know, a step away from a wolf.
Yeah.
Not a boyd.
Not a boyd.
More like a wolf.
And not even a coyote.
Well, they've done a study now to determine...
Who's they?
Them.
All
those
right.
people.
Yep.
To determine how much money the average American will spend on delivery and takeout food in a lifetime.
Figuring that the average, what the average age is of somebody, how many times they go out for fast food delivery.
People in Seattle spent the most on delivery and takeout at $210 a month. That's about $2,500 a year, or just over $151,000 over the course of 60 years.
Well, I think I've gotten, even I've got that beat.
The top five cities, again, this is an average. Some people don't do it at all. Some people do it every day. The top five cities, as far as how much they spend a month, Seattle's number one. Pittsburgh is second at $199. San Francisco at $195. Austin, $189. And San Jose at $186. The cities where people spend the least are Detroit, at $142 a month.
Well, there's nobody in Detroit.
Detroit, Memphis, Richmond, Virginia, Cleveland, and Birmingham, Alabama. But when you really look at the numbers, people in Cleveland spend the highest percentage of their paycheck on delivery and takeout. And Miami and Detroit spend over 6% of their income on it. The study also looked at how much you would save if you never ordered out and only cooked at home.
Yeah.
The answer works out to somewhere between $80 and $120 per month, or $58,000 to $86,000 over the course of your life.
That'd get you a pretty nice car, all right? But by that point in time, you couldn't use it because you'd be dead.
Yeah, you can get a pretty nice car, and then you'll be sitting in it when you don't want to.
Falling asleep.
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, I'm telling you, I have been right on the edge of the hiccups all day.
I know. So far, so good, though.
I'm fighting it. You know, yesterday we told you about the good people at Reynolds Wrap, and they're selling human feed bags.
Yep.
When these companies do research, we must look really bad, because the KFC test kitchen is hard at work on what they think you might like.
Would the colonel himself like this?
No.
He was a stickler for his recipe, and you messed with it a little bit. He'd take all your pots and pans and go.
Yep. Well, KFC has just started testing a new item they think you will enjoy.
What is it?
It's called the Cheetos sandwich.
Cheetos?
You like Cheetos?
Oh, my God. Look at it.
This is ridiculous.
This is bad.
It's a fried chicken sandwich, and they dump a bag of Cheetos on it as a topping.
No. No!
And a special sauce made out of Cheetos.
No!
Right now, they are testing it at stores in Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia.
Junior, would that be something you would enjoy?
I'd go to town on it.
Oh, not even a maybe.
Yeah, no, that's a definite.
Let me ask you, would the junior of 10 years ago, String Bean, do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he could get away with it.
Metabolism was
You know
there.
What? I'm looking at the picture of it, and do you know what it looks like?
What?
It looks like something that a teenager that enjoys Mary Jane would do in mom's kitchen.
Yep.
Oh, look, some leftover chicken. Let's grab a bun and put Cheetos on it. It's like something your mom would yell at you for doing.
Yeah, dude.
Don't. That is disrespectful. There is perfectly good food here, and what have you done? And now it's being sold.
Some good grub.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, what would you do, Junior?
I would destroy that.
Go to town
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, go to town.
Well, you know, it's that time of year again,
it
Stan.
It sure is. It sure is, Haney.
Before you know it, it'll be Valentine's Day.
Yep.
But who gets left behind on Valentine's?
I don't know. Who gets left behind?
The ex. Well, the Bronx Zoo in New York and a zoo in London are both offering a Valentine's special.
Oh.
For just a few dollars, you can name one of their cockroaches after your ex.
Really?
And you can even print out a certificate to make it official. It'll cost you $15 in New York or $2 in London.
I'd go with the London one.
If you want, you can name a cockroach after your best a-hole buddy or even your current girlfriend. But that would be missing the point.
Yeah. That's a good one. Good job, Bronx Zoo.
There is not much to this story other than it happened, and I feel like I should just let you know that it happened.
Okay.
We know a lot of law enforcement people.
Yes, we do.
And if you don't, if you ever get the chance to talk to a law enforcement officer about their life and their career, they tend to get very emotional because of the things that they've seen.
Yep.
And so when you're driving like an idiot, maybe you think they overreact when they lecture you. They do this because they've seen what can happen. The Illinois State Police, they did not name the person, didn't shame the person. They just posted the ticket on the internet because they couldn't believe it. The Illinois State Police pulled over a woman in Champaign, Illinois, Sunday night because she was doing 115 miles per hour in a 35 zone with snow and ice on the road.
I don't get it. That's a right in your own death sentence.
Where evidently, you know, the post office can't move, trains can't go in or out, and this broad's doing 115 in a 35.
Yeah, I'm looking at the ticket right now. Market Street at Wilbur Avenue.
They did not mess around. The woman was immediately arrested and taken to jail.
Good. That's insane.
And if you want to die, that's your business. But don't take somebody with you.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, many people won't be able to identify with this story, but Stan and I can.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason that we will not participate in board games socially.
It doesn't end well.
Why?
Because we play to win.
It's because we're too good at it. And instead of celebrating our greatness, people feel slighted.
Yep. This is supposed to be fun.
Uh-huh.
Another wine?
Hey.
Maybe some cheese and crackers, and we can all have fun with little trivial questions.
Oh, you want to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring it on.
They don't like that.
Nope.
A family in Kansas City,
Kansas
okay.
was playing Monopoly on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't end well.
No, Brian was buying too many hotels for anybody else to have anything.
There was a fight.
Yep.
And yep. it escalated quickly sure out of control.
Yep.
A guy was arguing with his cousin. His cousin's girlfriend hit him and shoved him into a mirror.
Oh, that can kill you.
Yes, it can, Stan. And at that point, she took off running like a bat out of hell. The guy had to go to the hospital to get his face stitched up.
Yep.
Yet they are still trying to track down the cousin's girlfriend, who is still running. She never stopped.
Yeah.
They're looking to get her on aggravated battery charges. And when they catch her, she will go directly to jail. Do not pass go. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, January 30th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Somebody pulls out a Monopoly board, first thing you got to do is ask, whose rules are we playing by?
Because
I've seen some weird stuff in Monopoly.
Yep. I'm not a big fan of Monopoly. I've never been a big fan of Monopoly. The money always bothered me, being able to count it out and playing on the... I didn't like it. I never liked Monopoly. I would play the Game of Life. That's a good one.
Risk.
Stratego. I play that. You know, and your Scattergories and your Trivial Pursuit and things like that.
You know, in Risk, I always found it was critical if you could occupy the Kamchatka Peninsula.
Damn right. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
A nice enough guy, but way too much baggage.
What about yours? What about yours?
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. He'll have a safe word for you.
Who's on that show?
Rob.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Let's get you a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, these are in Fort Myers. Everyone now, hit and run, Fort Myers. South Tamiami Trail, the 16,000 block, right by the Clam Bake. Who's ever doing traffic today is mentioning, I guess the best way to identify, near the restaurants. Because we got Fort Myers crash, 16,000 block of McGregor Boulevard, right by Buster's Sports Tavern. And finally, Fort Myers crash, Andrea Lane and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date.
Charlotte Johnson, and she's really looking good. I had to go and see her, so I called her on the phone. I walked over to her house, and this was going on. Her brother was on the sofa eating chocolate pie. Her mom was in the kitchen cutting chicken up to fry. Daddy was in the backyard rolling up a garden hose. I was on a porch with Charlotte, feeling love down to my toes, and we were swinging,
swinging,
yeah, just a swinging,
swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels, and they sang. I can't believe I'm out here on a front porch in the swing. A swing.
Singing, ladies. That's me on the organ.
Oh, nice. Eating chocolate pie.
Yep. Yeah. I'm in the kitchen cutting up fried chicken.
Yep.
Yeah, and we were swinging.
Swinging.
Yeah, just a swinging.
Swinging.
Nicely.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sang. Can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in a swing, just a swinging. Now Charlotte, she's a darling, she's the apple of my eye. When I'm on the swing with her, she makes me almost high. Charlotte is my lover, she has been since the spring. Just can't believe it started on the front porch in the swing. We were swinging.
Ladies.
Yeah, just a swinging.
Yeah.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing. A swing.
Wouldn't hot.
I said, little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing. A swing.
So good. Let's laugh a little bit.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
I see a lot of interesting people travel around. Saw a grown man once with a tattoo of a dragon on his face. I don't know what he did. I'm guessing probably like a CEO or a lawyer or professor of some kind. Really? Really? Your face? You're going to put a tattoo on your face. And dragon. That's what you want to highlight? That's your first impression on everyone you meet the rest of your life, dragon face. I seriously doubt that guy's waking up every morning, looking in the mirror and going, ha! Awesome! Yes! Carpe diem! That guy made me think, though, like, what if I had to get a tattoo on my face? What would I get? Like one of those weird hypothetical, like, what if somebody made me? What would I pick? Like if a madman held me down in an alley and he was like, I'm gonna put a tattoo on your face, but I'm gonna let you pick it out. Oh, you're crazy, but you're fair. All right, I'll play your game. I get the best one ever. I'd get a tattoo of my face. Same size as my face, but slightly to the left. And I'd wait outside a 3D movie theater and ruin people's lives.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
What is this?
Ahoy.
Aye.
Aye, ahoy is what I said. I didn't grunt. Aye, ahoy.
Well, you use ahoy when you're on a vessel. Okay. You on a vessel, boy?
No, I'm answering a phone like Alexander Graham Bell. What are you, sir? Can I have a name?
Yeah, you got yourself a rat problem.
Kinda. We had a little problem at Haney's house today in his garage. Last night he saw what he wasn't sure, but we found out it was a rat that died in his driveway. And there might where there's one rat, there's more. But what do you know about it?
What do I know about it? I've seen all kinds of rats. I've seen them in old London town. Seen rats as big as cats.
Wow.
I've seen rats in Caracas, Venezuela. Seen them fight off a jaguar.
What? Are you... Who is this?
But the worst... The worst was in Belfast. Oh, they were hungry.
Oh, in Ireland, was it potato famine?
Thousands of rats.
Are these the ones that jump off the cliff?
That, of course, that was the day Japanese submarine slammed two torpedoes into the side, Chief. It's coming back from the island of Tinian, lady.
What?
They just delivered the bomb. The Hiroshima bomb. 1,100 men went into the water.
What's this kind of...
Vessel went down in about 12 minutes.
Talking about rats. What?
Didn't see the first rat for about a half hour. Rat like a tiger. 3-footer.
Wait, a 3-foot rat? Does that include tail?
Well, you know how you know that in the water, Chief?
How do you know that? My name's Stan, by the way.
Can tell Chief. By looking from the head to the tail.
Head? Oh, so it's the 3-foot head to tail.
Well, we didn't know. The bomb mission was so secret. No distress signal had been sent. They didn't even list us overdue for a week.
You were around in World War II?
Very first light, Chief. Rats come cruising by.
What?
So we formed ourselves into tight groups. Sort of like you see in the calendars.
So wait,
you know, these... infantry squares and the old calendars like the Battle of Waterloo.
These rats are swimming in the ocean?
Aye. The idea was a rat come to the nearest man.
Uh-huh.
And that man starts pounding and hollering. Sometimes the rat would go away.
Oh, sure, they're very skittish. They're very skittish and frightened.
But sometimes it wouldn't go away. Sometimes that rat looks right at you.
Oh, man, staring. You're in the water, swimming. The rat doesn't go away, and he's staring right at you, 3-footer.
Right into your eyes. And to think about a rat?
Yeah?
He's got lifeless eyes.
Really?
Black eyes.
Yeah.
Like a doll's eyes.
Yeah, I could see that, you know? Those rats, like a doll's eye, those two dots.
When he comes at you?
Yeah.
He doesn't even seem to be living.
No, they don't. They're evil creatures. I agree.
Until he bites you.
With them buck teeth.
And those black eyes roll over white. And then, that terrible high-pitched screaming. Ocean turns red. And despite all your pounding and your hollering.
Yeah.
The rats come in and they rip you to pieces.
How many rats are we talking about in the water swimming at you, ripping you into pieces? What do you know about this stuff?
You know, by the end of that first dawn, lost 100 men.
100 men to rats?
I don't know how many rats there were. Maybe 1,000.
1,000 rats in the ocean.
I do know how many men. They average 6 an hour.
Being killed by rats. Oh, my God.
There's their morning, Chief.
Stan.
I bumped into a friend of mine.
Yeah?
Herbie Robinson from Cleveland.
Ah, cold up there now.
Baseball player.
Yeah, oh, good.
Moses, mate.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was asleep.
Yep.
I reached over to wake him up.
Yeah.
He bobbed up, down in the water. It was like a kind of top.
Yep.
Upended. Well, he'd been bitten in half below the waist.
By a rat? By a rat. A 3-footer. We all appreciate his call, and we all know what good work he does. Thank you.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.